practical skills. I personally feel that there needs to be a balance between theoretical material, or, in other words, knowledge from textbooks, and having hands-on experience and developing more practical skills. Both are needed, and both are important. Right now, the education system is geared to passing exams, so theoretical material is emphasized and taught in classes to help the students get high marks on their exams. Unfortunately, most of this information is not very useful in finding a good job.
5. Do you think the education system in China should be reformed?
Yes, I do think that changes need to happen. The focus of today's education system is on passing exams, but when students graduate from high school or university, they find that the knowledge they gained in school cannot help them get a good job. I suggest that the courses and subjects studied in school be practical as well as informative. Personally speaking, experience is the best teacher, and I think that if the students can get hands-on experience in addition to studying from textbooks, it will give them a more well-rounded education.
Children and families. 6. Who usually disciplines children in Chinese families, the mother or the father?
It all depends on the family. Often it's the father figure who gives the most discipline to the child. However, fathers now are busier with their careers and are often not at home, so the mother is left with the job of disciplining their child. Every child needs good, healthy discipline in order to have a good character. Fathers have this job by nature, though I think it's important that the mother and father work together to have a united discipline standard for their child so that he/she can feel loved and protected.
7. Do you think it's a good idea for children to aim to be a professional athlete?
No, I think it's a waste of a person's energy and talents. But so long as athletics is promoted by the media, children will want to be sports stars. It's not a bad job, compared to many, but most who try it will not succeed. It takes a special kind of person to succeed in athletics.
Part 3. Children, Education and Play. 1. How do you think children benefit from playing with toys?
I think it's very important that children have toys to play with to help stimulate a good imagination. Of course, it's very important to give them the right toys. Toy weapons can have an adverse effect on children and might encourage them to be more violent when they grow older. Different toys can help their coordination, abilities, artistic skills, and even inspire them musically. I believe that toys can be very beneficial for children if presented in the correct way and supervised well.
2. What do you think about children playing electronic games?
Electronic games have become a must-have for many of today's children. The games can be very exciting and are highly entertaining. Unfortunately, if children spend most of their time sitting in front of a computer or TV playing games, then they rarely develop good communication skills or learn how to interact with others in real life. I enjoyed playing computer games when I was young, but if there's not a good balance, then it's not good. If I had a child, I would allow him a specific amount of time to play computer games and encourage him, her, to spend more time outdoors playing sports with other people his age. That way he will have good health and also learn how to communicate and interact with his peers.
3. What do you think are the differences between homeschooling and studying in school?
I think there is a very big difference. Homeschooling is more personalized and focused on the individual student's needs, whereas personal attention is not available in public schools due to there being many other students. Studying at home gives the student freedom to go faster in those subjects that he enjoys and to learn more about topics that interest him. Also, studying at home provides the opportunity to get more practical knowledge and experience that you cannot get from school.
4. Why do you think learning theoretical material is emphasized more than learning practical skills?
Learning theoretical material can help you to develop practical